Macmillan Audio presents Isadora by Amelia Gray. Read for you by Jen Tullock.
April 1913. The world enjoys the prosperity of modern days. Though the Great War is only a matter of months away, Europe blossoms with invention, artistic achievement, and social change. With little sense that a world conflict lies just around the corner, the growing middle class savors the feelings of peace, prosperity, and optimism. Isadora Duncan has situated herself at the center of it all. Born in California, she convinced her mother and three siblings to join her in Europe at the age of 22. The year was 1899, eve of the 20th century. The Duncans arrived in London the same year the RMS Oceanic made its maiden voyage and Marconi transmitted a radio signal over the English Channel. In a time when dancers laced themselves into corsets and audiences worshipped the rigid precision of ballet, Isadora made her life's work a theory of dance, which claimed that if the ideal of beauty could be found in nature, then the ideal dancer moved naturally. At 26, she gave a lecture in Berlin called The Dance of the Future, which derided the deformed muscles and bones of the world's finest ballet dancers and decried the tragedy of restriction at the core of the genre. She urged her growing audience to consider the art and ideas of the Greeks, whose concept of Platonic form underscored Isadora's assertion that art must strive for the emulation of nature.